machlokes in Maraim whether bracha requires Shem or Malchus, or Shem is enough. And then Abai claims right before the Mishnah Mem and Beis Kavosa Derav Mistavra, because in the Brice it only says Malchus Shimcha, doesn't say Shimcha Malchuscha. So Tesis has one opinion. We should pass him like Abai. Yesh Mufarshin the Mistavra Brice Kavosa. If the Brice supports Rabbi, should pass like Rabbi. However, the Rif Paskin is like Abai Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says that it's a misprint in the Brice Tani. You should reread the Brice Tani. Okay. So that's how we paskin. We paskin like the Tosfos, that Malchus is not enough. If you say Melech, you have to say Melech Olam. Okay. I think we're up to the Mishnah. Nachon? Mem on the base. So the Mishnah said, the Mishnah Perek started off, there's a bracha bar pirayt, there's a bracha bar pirayt adoma, and there is a bracha shahakol nihi ebedvara. Al kulam, and birch shahakol nihi ebedvara yotza. When are you? That's b'dievet, if you said shahakol b'dievet yotza. When are you supposed to say shahakol? The Mishnah should have said first when you're supposed to say shahakol. Like this, you get, if you only read, if you didn't do the Mishnah mem on the base yet, so the Mishnah said that the bracha hadom and the zabracha, right? There is no such thing as a bracha shahakal, but b'dievet if you said shahakal yotze, sounds like you can ad lib, you can make up whatever bracha you want. That's how the Brisa quoted. The person says, "What a beautiful loaf of bread, baruch hamokem shebra." A totally different nusach. That's not a nusach that the chachamim were misaking. So one might mistakenly get the impression, if you read the Mishnah in order, that they never instituted a bracha shahakal near b'dvara. So if you make up your own nusach habracha shahakol, you'll be able to believe. So the Mishnah says, no, they did make a takona shahakol. That's what the Gemara said before. Maybe b'diyevet shahakol is good, because that was instituted by the Chacham. So that's when the Mishnah corrects now. It's That's the correct bracha lahatchil. You say shahakol. What if you have something that got spoiled? It started off with a fancier bracha, let's say. You had wine, and wine has a super bracha bar pi agofen, but the wine spoiled and it turned into vinegar. So now it no longer has the chashivas of bar pi agofen. So now you say, and it no longer has the chashivas of bar pi adama, a bar pi hoetz. It's in a different form. It's not in the form of yayin anymore. So the mele it's left with the bracha shakaliva, the miscellaneous bracha. Ala novlos. What a novlos? That's what the Gemara is going to discuss. Ala govai on grasshoppers. There are kosher grasshoppers and non-kosher grasshoppers. Rashi says chagavim tahor. The kosher grasshoppers. So the bracha shakol nibedvar. Why does it only say grasshoppers? Should say flesh and fish. Okay, that's what it means. Even on grasshoppers. Even on grasshoppers also he says shakol nibedvar. A biyudar mekol shu min klala em bracha malav. You don't say a bracha at all. What is a min klala? Rashi says govai de klala hem boim. When there's an epidemic of grasshoppers, when they come millions at a time, so they eat up everything that's growing on the field. I remember Rabbi, that I mentioned last time, Rabbi Machpud was telling us that when he came from, I think, from Tehran. So he said the Arabs had a law, the Jews were not allowed to own any fields. So whenever there would be an epidemic of grasshoppers, the Jews would be very happy. The Arabs are being punished because it wasn't their tefillah that was being spoiled. It was the tour of the Arabs that was being ruined, and the Jews would come in gigantic plastic bags, and it would catch tens of thousands or millions of these grasshoppers, and they ate them. Those that they could identify as kosher grasshoppers, they ate. So for them it was a simcha, but it was a minklola. Grasshoppers are minklola because it's an epidemic. They come, millions come. So that we understand. Chomitz means the wine spoiled and it turned into vinegar. But Buddha says you don't say a bracha at all, that's a minklala. And novelos, that's the question. What does it mean, novelos? What kind of a minklala could it possibly be? So Gemara is going to have a machlekes. What does the word novelos mean? And Buddha says you don't say a bracha at all. We don't pass like Rabbi Buddha. We pass on that to say shahakul if it's a minklala. If you would be eating something, shaloka derech achilosa, then it's lower down to shahakul. But here it's not shaloka derech achilosa, it's just that it's a minklala. Rabbi Yehuda says that there's no bracha at all, and we pass on that it's lower down to shahak. What if you have different fruits? If one of them is from the shivas aminim, then you choose that to say the bracha. The one that's chaviv, the one that's chaviv. Let's say you have the shivas aminim. I enjoy oranges. I don't enjoy figs, dates, olives, pomegranates. I don't enjoy any of those. I enjoy oranges. I enjoy apples. I don't enjoy those things from Eretz. I'm not used to it. So that's a machlekes. Rabbeinu and the Rabbans. Rabbeinu says that whatever is min shiva has chashiva, so you should say the bracha bar peretz and the min shiva. And the chachamim saying alei zman sheyutz, and the one that's more chaviv. So that's a further question. If you assume like the chachamim, then it's going to be if we should pass like the chachamim. Yachav v'ram alachik kiram. The min chaviv takes precedence. So the question is, what is min chaviv? All year long, I enjoy oranges better than from all the olives and dates and figs and pomegranates. I never eat them. So I enjoy oranges. And punkt now, there's a reason why I don't want to eat oranges. Now I'd like to eat the delicious looking apple. Now the apple is chaviv. So when you say min chaviv takes precedence, min chaviv means what's in general min chaviv all year long, so the oranges win. But he's saying the one happens to be chaviv right now. Right now I want an apple. I'm not really so keen about the others. I'm gonna eat the others also, but I'm more excited about the apple than about the orange and then about the, all of them in shiva. That's a further discussion in the Rishayim. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, so the Braisa fills in the Mishnah. Mishnah is very unclear. It only has on grasshoppers. Should it say on flesh and on fish? Fine. And all the normal food that's not gidulim min ha'aretz, the bracha is shakol. What about ala pas she'ipsha? You have bread that started to spoil. Bread is hamotzi, but it started to spoil. Balayayin shehikrim, the wine already started to form, started to spoil. Alatapsha she'ovar tzurasoi, ibutzur means it started to spoil. In the days of the Gemara, korbanos are called to ibutzuras, means if you leave a korban overnight, that's called ibutzur, because they had no refrigeration. So the food, the meat that's left out of the refrigerator overnight already begins to spoil a little bit. Here, it may probably more than that. Just because you left the flesh overnight, that's not called the min klola. Pasha ipsha, it's already starting to spoil. So the tafsha libu tzurasa, then the Mishnah says shahakol. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Ala melech v'ala zames v'al kmeim pacha sam shahakol nibu tvar. Fine. Because salt doesn't grow from the ground. The Shah is what a kmeim of patrios. Kmeim of patrios are what? Mushrooms. So that's the question. Why does it say that a mushroom is yisei bracha shakol niyabitvaram? I remember once I spent Chodesh Elul in giving shurim in Shalavim and in Kerem Yavne at the same time. So in Shalavim, there was a boy there from Denmark or something. He's a student from Denmark. So he asked me, what is Kamehim of Patria? So I told the mushrooms. So he said, Maze. So I said, Shvayman. So he didn't know Yiddish either. Didn't know what Shvayman was. So I drew a picture of what a mushroom looked like. I didn't know what the picture was. I didn't speak Danish. I couldn't tell him what it was. But it means mushrooms. Okay. So the Gemara wants to know, why are mushrooms Shahakon Nibidvar? So the Gemara says, the main meaning to say the Kamehim of Patria is love to do the karakanin. It doesn't grow from the ground. Avatanya nerdim with Paris orts, also with Paris orts, mutta mikmein with patrias. Paris orts mean Paris that are yonic from the ground. However, if he words it differently, because binidorm halocha achaloshim reyodim, you have the middle of the dorm, you have a few prokim that tell you if a person said in there, in this language, what is included, what's not included. So the Miri writes, and every time the Gemara gives a psak there, the Miri always adds on in the dorm, ba'osa mokam and ba'osa zman. If he's speaking Hebrew in the days of the Tanoim in Eretz Yisrael, that's what it means. Speaking Hebrew today in Eretz Yisrael means a different thing. Speaking Hebrew today in America means a different thing, a third different thing. It all depends, Loshem and Yodam. What do the people mean? So here the Braisa draws a distinction. Tanya, the Braisa says it, they're not the Peres or Oretz, Mutabukhaim Patriot. But it says, Kol Gedule Karkalai, Osap Ekmeim Patriot. So you see that mushrooms are Gedule Karka. Amar Abai, yes. What does it mean? Mirror Ravu Meara. It's attached to the ground. So therefore it's called Gidule Karka. It grows from the ground. However, the Yanika Minke Loyanke Meara. But the yinika, the nutrition, it doesn't get from the ground. So therefore, you only say bari pri hadama if it's yearning from the ground. So since kamei mepatches doesn't get the yinika from the ground, gets the yinika from the air. So therefore, it's shahakon the ibadvar. So the Gemara asks the kasha, but the brisa has the loshen v'hal tov shein gidulim min haaretz katani. And you just said this is gidulim min haaretz. Just said I'll call if a person takes in that a kol gidulei karka alai osur af be kamei mepatches. It says kamei mepatches al gidulei karka. And here the Bryce says, "Adav shein gedulim min haaretz katani." This is gedulim min haaretz. I'm talking about tani. You have to correct the reading in the Bryce. It shouldn't say, "Adav shein gedulim min haaretz." It should say, "Adav shein ayonim min haaretz." Sure. Okay. So that's the din. Then the question is noblos. The Mishnah says that a noblos, some kind of a min klola, that is a machlekes hatanaim. Rabbi Yehuda says a min klola, no brachas recited at all. No bracha rishon is cited at all, and then a comment says, "No, the bracha is lowered down to shehakol." The Gemara wants to know, "My novelist, what does the word mean?" So there was a machleika samaram, Reb Zera Erbilu, Echad Amar, Bushle Kamra. What does it mean, Bushle Kamra? Rashi quotes the Gemara has another place. Rashi quotes Pesachim Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara has a loshen Michma Bisra. The meat will. The meat is not being refrigerated. They had no refrigeration days of the Tanakh. So Michma Bisra means, why are you permitted to shech the behema on Yontav? Because of Echal Nefesh. But you could have easily taken care of it on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Yontav. You could have shecht it in on Erev Yontav. Gemara says, no, chashina le Michma Bisra. The meat is going to get heated because you don't have refrigeration. So it's going to spoil a little bit. So it's tastier. If you shech the behema on Yontif, then if you shech the an Erev Yontif. The Gemara says if you're not allowed to make cheese on Yontif. Gemara says it's a malach involved in making cheese. What malach involved in making cheese? You take milk. Bona. Gemara says a tolda bona. Very strange. Yeah. Gemara says it's a din deraisa that making cheese and malach a tolda bona. The Gemara says even though he permitted to do a malacha l'tzarchach nefesh, but to make cheese on Yantav is not allowed, because if you would have made the cheese on Erev Yantav, it would have tasted better. So that's a big machlekes of Rishonim. Is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanim? Mishnah Berurah quotes, most of the Rishonim hold that it's only made d'rabbanim. In a Torah, you're allowed to make cheese on Yantav. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes, there's one Tosfos in Megillah, Dav Zayin, in the first parak Megillah, that holds that that's an isa d'oraisa, you're not allowed to make cheese. So the shaila is, what malachas are you allowed to do on Yontav? What are you not allowed to do? Because it would have tasted better. If you would have made the cheese on Erev Yontav, it would have tasted better. So that's a svara and taisis and Megillah, that's a din d'oraisa. What about cooking food? Well, how come you're allowed to cook food? How come you're allowed to shecht on Yontav? How come you're allowed to cook food on Yontav? The Gemara says, because of michma bisra, if you're going to cook the food on Erev Yontav, you're going to shecht the chicken on Erev Yontav, it's going to get a little spoiled to leave it overnight. It's going to taste better if you do it on Yantav. Shaila zeh bizman hazeh, we do it all the time. We cook food one day, then you put it in the refrigerator, then you reheat the food. So some people are such mufunakim, they can tell the difference, whether the food was freshly cooked today or was reheated today. Most people can't even tell the difference. It tastes delicious. If you refrigerate the food, it tastes delicious. Are you really allowed it? That's a shot. Are you allowed to shecht today? Today, even if the husband is a shechet and shechts his own chickens, he doesn't shecht the chicken. When his wife wants to make chicken supper, he doesn't shecht the chickens at home. They take a chicken out of the freezer that he shechted 10 years ago. It's sitting in the freezer for the last 10 years. That's a shot. It could be that today it would be an isa deraisa to shecht a behem or a chicken on Yantav. Whatever, if it's normal to shecht on Yontav, if it's normal to shecht on the day that you want to eat the food, then you're allowed to do it on Yontav because of michma bisu. Even if the husband is a shechet, he doesn't wait till his wife tells him she wants to have flesh today, then he's going to shecht the chicken today. It doesn't work like that. It could be that today would be an isa. It could be an isa deraisa. Because whatever is not normally done, whatever is not derech suda, is mutter on Yontav. But this is not done derech suda. Even if the man is a shechet, he never shechts the same day that his wife wants to cook the flesh. So that's just the expression, Michma Bissam means in the days of the Gemara, there wasn't a refrigeration. So if he'll shecht on Erev Yontif or cook the food on Erev Yontif, it'll become a little bit spoiled. It'll become overheated because there wasn't a refrigerator. Michma Bissam. So here, Bushle Kamra, the word Kamra means that the Rashi explains that the sun is going to beat down on some of the tamarim, on some of the dates, and they're going to get spoiled. They're going to be overexposed to the sun. They're going to be a little spoiled. So that's why it's min klola. So the Tanakhama says the bracha is knocked down from ha'ez to shahakol. Rabbi Yehuda says no bracha at all, because it's a min klola. So that we understand. If you say that nobilis means bush le kamra, the dates that are overheated by the sun baking down on the fruits, that's a min klola that we understand. L'chadam, and the other Amor, Machlekes Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Loi, the other Amor interpreted Tami Dizika, the dates that fall down, and because the wind is blowing, so the wind tosses them further away. So therefore, what's the klola? It's normal if you have a good wind. So the wind will knock down some of the apples from the tree, it'll fall away over a little bit. So Gemara asks, it doesn't make sense. Tanan, Abiyuda, Mikol Shemin Klola, and Baruch Malov. No bracha is recited at all. So it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda goes on all the three that the Tanakhama said. Asha HaKol, Rabbi Yehuda says no bracha is recited at all. What were the three that Tanakhama said? So he said chometz, the wine spoiled, fermented, and it turned into vinegar. And govai is a minklola, the grasshoppers, it's an epidemic. They're going to eat up all the grain that's growing from the ground. While on oivlos, that's also minklola. So then why is it Bishleim Lamandam Bushli Kamra, according to the Amor who interprets novelis means? It's overheated by the sun baking down on it, spoiled a little bit Hana the Korla Min Klola, that's what the Klola is. Ela Mandama Tamir de Zika. My Min Klola, why is it a Min Klola? Why it's a question, why does Tanakhama say that it's Shahakal? And why do Rabbi Yehuda say that it's no bracha at all? So the Gemara answers, Ashaira. Ashaira goes on the other two. Rabbi Yehuda says no bracha goes on the other two. That's a Rashi. Now, Shaira, Chomiz, V'gavai, Palag, Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Tanakhama say that it's Shahakol? They didn't answer that question. Why should Tanakhama say it should be Shahakol? That's what the Gemara is going to raise later. I don't understand at this point what they thought. The Gemara is going to raise it later on the daf. It should be a regular Bar Pihoitz. Why was it lowered down to become Shahakol? Gemara is going to ask, the few lines left, should be Bar Pihoitz. The Gemara says, no, in our Mishnah, everybody agrees. Nobilus and our Mishnah has to be, otherwise not a Minklola. Tanakam doesn't make sense, Abiyuda doesn't make sense, neither makes sense. It has to be that it's Bush Lekamra. Yeah. Let's see, so far the Gemara says, Ashaira, the answer doesn't make sense. Gemara is going to back out in two lines. Ikadam, another version, has Faket. Bishleim, Lamandam, Bush Lekamra. I understand why the Tanakhama, the next line, why the Tanakhama lowers the bracha to Shakol, it's a minklola. It was over baked by the sun, it spoiled a little bit. So the bracha is lowered down to Shakol. The wind blows it and it blows away a little bit. What are you talking about? What's the minklola? Tanakhama doesn't make sense. Mar says, you're right. In our Mishnah, everybody agrees. The word novelus appears, everybody agrees that it means that dates that are overheated, overexposed to the sun, overheated, so they spoil a little bit. Keep pligid. This machlek is amarayim between Abzeir and Rabbi Loi is on a different Mishnah in Demai. Benovelus tamla. What is Demai? What is Demai? The Gemara says towards the end of the Baisheni period, the Tanoim instituted a Chumra of Demai. Demai is they had people who are called Am Ha'aretz. Am Ha'aretz is, doesn't mean it's not learned in modern language. Am Ha'aretz means a person is not so learned. In the days of the Gemara, it does mean a person is not so learned. It means a person is not so medaktik in mitzvahs. You can have a person who is ignorant in halacha, but he's very medaktik. Whatever he knows, he's very careful to observe. So Am Ha'aretz, in the days of the Tanoim, there's a machlokes later in the next parak in Shlosh HaShachla. What's it? The Mishnah. In the days of the Tanoim, there was a big machlokes. Are you allowed to be mitzarf to a mezumen in Am Ha'aretz? So there were Tanaim held that you're not allowed to, because they are Mehoretz, we're not Medakdek and Mitzvahs. We paskin that you'd better be Mitzarev him to the Mezumen, otherwise he's going to make his own organization, he's going to break off and make a reform movement, he's going to make a conservative movement. That's a Shaila. We want to prevent that from happening, so therefore we don't accept that Chumrah that one of the Tanaim came up with, that an Amoritz, he can't be Mezumen. What if they already break off? They did break off. They made their own reform movement. So what do you mean? We should be tzarf na moritz because to prevent them from breaking off. They broke off already. So that's what the Chasam Seif says. The reform broke off already. So then we revert back to the Ikar HaDin. You can't be tzarf a reform Jew to a Mezumen. That's what they quote from the Chasam Seif and Shulchan Aruch, the commentaries quote. Yeah. So let's see. So the days of the Tanaim, how could you tell that the person is Amoritz, not so observant? So one opinion is he doesn't wear tefillin. One opinion he doesn't send his children, doesn't give his children a Torah education. One opinion doesn't say Kriya Shema every day. Different opinions. What's the definition? One definition is he's not so careful about Trumas and Maisis. What is he not careful about? So the Gemara says Truma, none of them are going to mess around with Truma. Because if a Zar eats Truma, the punishment is Bisa B'dei Shamayim. So therefore, the Tevel, if an Ankoin eats Tevel, everybody understands that that's Misa B'dei Shamayim. But if your Mafrish, let's say, Maiserishan goes to the Levim, and what's the Avera, how serious is the Avera if a Zar eats Maiserishan? So we Paskin that is Mutta. We Paskin Mutta. It's just Gezel. If your Mafrish Maiserishan, you don't give it to the Levim, you're in violation of Gzela. But there's no Isir at all. There is a Tanner of Meir is of the opinion that Maaser Rishon is also the Zara. And he says that just like a woman who is a Zayna, Nivula L'Pasla P'sola, a woman is a Zayna, not allowed to eat Truma, even though she's a Bas Kayin, so for Levia is Nivula L'Pasla, she's not allowed to eat Maaser Rishon. But we don't accept Reb Meir's opinion. We don't accept that sheet. We pass that Maaser Rishon is Muta L'Zarim. The only Avera is, it's a serious Avera, is Gezel. If you're Mafish Maaser Rishon, you don't give it to the Levim. Why are you supposed to give Maaser Rishon to the Levim? Because we're supposed to support the Shevet Levi, they're supposed to sit and learn. I have to support the Kailo. He doesn't believe in Kailo. I have to work for a living. He sits and he learns. So in the days of the Tanoim, the end of the Baishen period, there was a miut of Amehoritz. And most of the Rav Amehoritz Masenhen. Most of them were Mafrish Maisus and they gave it away. Truma, they were all Mafrish. Truma, they were all Mafrish and they gave away the Truma. Because they knew that if a Zar eats Truma, is Misa B'dei Shamayim. So they understood if you're not going to be offered Shuma, it'll also be Misa B'dei Shemayim on the Tevel. But there was a miut, there was a small, way less than 50%, there was a miut of the Amei Ha'aretz who would not be Mafrish Maisa Rishon, thinking that since Maisa Rishon goes to the Shevet Levi, as Muta Lazarim, it's only an Isa Gezel, so, and why am I mechuyif to give it to them? Because it's a tax. All the farmers have to support the Kailal, the international Kailal, the Shevet Levi. So he doesn't believe in Kailal. I work for a living, let him work for a living. So they thought that just like Azar Sheochal Maiserishan, there's no Aveira, it's Mutu, just Gezel. So Azar is not Mafrish, Maiserishan is only Gezel. And they thought Gezel because it's supposed to support this Kailal. And he's not in favor of the Kailal system. So they thought that there's no Issa Misa B'dei Shamayim if you're not Mafrish Maaser Rishon. So miut of Amei Ha'aretz bizman HaTanoim would not be Mafrish Maaser Rishon. Yeah, what's Taka the Din? There is Misa B'dei Shamayim. So that's a question. What if you're not Mafrish Maaser Oni? Also there's Misa B'dei Shamayim on Tevel. You're not Mafrish Maaser Oni. Maybe there's Misa B'dei Shamayim on Tevel HaTovel HaMaaser Rishon, because when you take out the Maaser Rishon, you have to take out Maisa Mina Maisa. Maisa Mina Maisa is Dini Ketruma. So Truma, if a Zar is going to eat Truma, there's going to be Misa B'dei Shamayim. So if you have Tevel HaTovel HaMaisa Rishon, it's also Tovel HaMaisa Mina Maisa. Maisa Mina Maisa Mamish Dini Ketruma. So maybe the Amei Ha'aretz were wrong. They weren't going to fool around with Truma Gedolah because Truma Gedolah is Misa B'dei Shamayim. Maybe they were mistaken. Maybe their Svara is correct, but they applied it in the wrong case. Maybe they're right by Maisa Oni. If you'll have Tevel HaTovel Maisa Oni, the third year of the Shemitah cycle, and the sixth year, instead of giving Maisa Sheni, you give Maisa Oni. So the Ma'aser Rani is only Gezel. There's no Misa B'dei Shamayim. If a rich man eats the, if a rich man steals the Ma'aser Rani and he keeps it for himself, he's only over on Gezel. So what if you weren't Mafrish Ma'aser Rani? Would that mean Misa B'dei Shamayim? So that's 2 days in Tosis. That's 2 days in Tosis. One day is the Amiharis were really right a little bit, but they were wrong in their, and part of their story they were wrong. Because whenever you have Tevel HaTovel Ma'aser Rishon, it's also Tevel HaTovel Ma'aser Mina Ma'aser, because you have to take out Trumas Ma'aser. And Ma'aser Mina Ma'aser is Dini Ketrumah, so that there is Misa B'dei Shamayim. But if you have Tevel HaTovel Ma'aser Oni, that's 2 days in Tosis, maybe don't. That's a Shad. The Rambam and the Ravi. The Rambam writes, he doesn't think that there's any Misa B'dei Shamayim. And the Ravi writes, that's interesting. He agrees. He says, interesting Rambam. But he recognizes that it's an original Chiddush in the Rambam. And Tosis is 2 days, yeah. So they had this institution of Ami Ha'oretz Bizman Ba'isheni. What was the relevance of Am Ha'oretz? So you're not supposed to be Mitzarefim to a Mizuman. That we don't accept. We're not supposed to be Mekabalatis from him. That also we don't accept. The Gemara says, Kemamek and Mekabalin and Sabusa, we do accept the testimony from an Am Ha'oretz. We follow the Tana that we're afraid, Kedesh Ha'Yelech, we're afraid that they'll make a reform movement. So we do accept the Haggadah Seder from them, and we are mitzarf them to bench Mezuman. So what dinim are there by Amoritz? Amoritz is always Becheskas Tomei. We assume that he's not going to be observant to all the laws of Tumah V'Tara. So he treated Amoritz as if he's Tomei. As if he's a Zav. Amoritz dinik is Zav. That's the Shaila. The Shaila, Tomei Meis. There are three. There's Machne Shechina, there's Machne Levi, and Machne Yisrael. So Machne Shechina, the Azara. So no Tomei is allowed to enter. Machne Levi is the whole Harabayis. So whoever has a Tumah Hayotza Lemigufa is not allowed to enter. So Zav Zavio Ledes and Mitzayro Balkari also we consider them Atuma Yotze Migufay. Then you have Yerushalayim is Machne Yisrael, so only Mitzayro is not allowed to enter. Mitzayro is not allowed to enter Yerushalayim, not allowed to enter any other Yaris Hamikufas Chayma. Mosu Shobinut. So Minatara the whole Harabais has one status. Only one who has Atuma Yotze Migufay is not allowed to enter. Atomi Meis is not Atuma Yotze Migufay. So strictly speaking, everybody today is Atomi Meis. Everybody attended a funeral, even the Kohanim. When one of the seven relatives dies, they attend the funeral. Lo itama, we pass lo itama zachayva. They all attend the funeral. So everybody's tummy makes, and you can't become tohar unless you have eifah pora, and you have to have hiza tohar ala tummy, so nobody's tohar. So we all have tumas makes. So min ha-Torah, tummy makes is mutter and machna levim. The Rabbanah, they divided machna levim into three sections. So the first section, the tummy makes, is still allowed to go. So why do we, from centuries already, the religious Jews never went into the Harabais, any part of the Harabais. Why not? The first section of the Harabais should be Mutter. Rabbi Gorin, after the Jews got control of the Harabais, Rabbi Gorin went into the first section of the Harabais. So this question was raised in the 1500s. The Gedolim asked the question, why is the practice that none of the Jews go into the Harabais, but the first section? The first section, what can be the person is a Balkari? A Balkari is not allowed to go into Harabai, so go to the mikveh. He won't be a Balkari. Maybe he's a Zav, and a Zav needs Maim Chaim. If he's a Zav, he would have gone to see a doctor already. He's not a Zav. Everybody knows he's not a Zav. A Zaziva is a sickness, a Balkari. A married person is a Balkari. But a Ziva is a sickness, so the guy knows he's not a Balkari. He's not a Mitzorah. Even if he is a Mitzorah, you're only Tomei Tzaras if the kind declares you. If the kind doesn't declare you a Tomei, so by definition, you're Tor. He's not your lettuce. The man is not your lettuce. He knows. He's not a Zava, he's not a Nida, he's not a Zava, he's not your lettuce. That he knows. He's not in a Kefa. He knows he's a man. So the worst it can be is what he's a Balkari. So let him go to Mikvah and Fartik. Why can't he go? The first section of Harbais. So this issue was raised centuries before the Mechamet Sheshet Ha'imim. And the Gedolim at that time, they wrote that we don't go in the Harabayis because we treat everybody as Am Ha'oretz. Why? Because the definition of Am Ha'oretz in the next parak, Shlosh HaShachlu, Mar is going to have all the different opinions in the Tanoim. So one of the opinions is one who's not careful about Tumah V'Tara. So today, no one is careful about Tumah V'Tara. Everybody remains Tomei for long periods of time. We don't go to Mikveh right away. So the question is, here all the different definitions are Mem, Zainam, and Beis. Ezeh Am Ha'aretz, it's a Braisa. Ezeh Am Ha'aretz, around 15 lines from the top. Midline. Tan Rabbanan Zemar, so the different opinions. Blezer, Reb Yeshua, Ben Azai, Reb Nosson, Nosson Ben Yosef, all different opinions. Doesn't say Kriya Shema, doesn't give his children Torah education, doesn't wear tzitzis, doesn't wear tefillin. What's the definition? So one of the definitions is that he's not careful about Tumah V'Tara. So the people today are not careful about Tumah V'Tara because no one's going on the Har Bais. That's why we're not careful. What does it mean you're not careful? You're not careful and you violate the dinim, you eat Truma even though you're not careful, or you're eating Ma'aseh Sheni even though you're not careful? It means no, he doesn't violate anything. He's just not careful about Tumah V'Tara. So we're not careful because it's irrelevant. So that's what this, one of the Sfardish Gedolim from the 1500s, that's how he wrote in his sefer. He wrote that he thinks that everybody today has a din of Amoritz, and Amoritz is din of Kizav, and a Zav is Tumah Yotzal and Begufoy. So it's not, and a Zav needs Mayim Chaim. So even if the Amoritz is going to be Teufel, and a Mayim Chaim means a Mayon, as opposed to a Mikveh, the two ways to become Teufel, either you're Teufel and a Mikveh, a bor mayim, a shborin, a shever, a crack in the ground where the water is stagnant, or you toivel in a mayon, where the water comes from under the ground sources, and it's flowing water. So zav needs mayim chaim. Zav needs mayim chaim. So even if a person is an amor, so that's what they came up with this chumra, everybody today has a din of amor, it's because no one's nizer about tumah v'tara. It's already questionable. That's already a question, but maybe means that this is a Tumah V'Tara and you violate the dinim. Today no one's violating anything. We're not eating Ma'aseh Sheni, not eating Truma. We're not going into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumah. So that was Chiddush number one, that everybody has a dinim Hamoritz today, even though everyone's careful about the dinim. And Hamoritz dinim Kizav. And even if it's going to be Tovel and Amayon, he's an Hamoritz afterwards, just like before he was Tovel. If a person is a Zav, so he goes to Mayim Chaim and becomes Tohar, so he's no longer a Zav. But if the reason why you treat him as a Zav because he's Dina Kamaretz, so after he goes into the Mikveh, he's still Dina Kamaretz, so he's a Zav. A Zav is not allowed to go into a whole Harabais, even the first section. Very fluky Chumra. Very, very Shvera Chumra. That's what Rabbi Gorin. That's what Rabbi Gorin said. So the whole Chumra that they came up with in the 1500s, that's a Shvera Chumra. Yesh L'Hachma B'Doichik. Very shvera chumra. Yeah. But that's what the whole, those who go to mikveh, they go to the first section, Narabai, that's what it's based on. They go to mikveh to remove the tumas balkeri, and they're assuming that they're not dinam kamaritz. If dinam kamaritz, then amaritz is dinam kizav, not allowed to go. That's also a din. When you say amaritz dinam kizav, dinam kizav, therefore he's not allowed to enter the harabai, so dinam kizav, so if he touches a chover, what's the opposite of Amoritz? Today, the opposite of Amoritz is the Talmud Chacham. One is learning. Amoritz not learning, Talmud Chacham is learning. But in the days of the Tanoim, Amoritz meant a person is not careful on Tumah V'Tara. So what's the opposite of Amoritz? Chaver. A person has to be Mekabel Dibbe Chaveris. In the presence of a Bezdin of Tumah, Mekabel Chaveris means he promises, he commits himself, he's going to observe all the dinim of Afrash and Strumas and Maisus and so on. So the din, the Amoritz is dinah kizav. If he touches a chaver, so the chaver is tummy. But you say Amoritz dinah kizav, therefore he's not allowed to go into the Har Abayis. That's what they came up. That's what the chiddush that this the one of the Sfardish Gedolim, the one of Ashkenazim then. So one of the Sfardish Gedolim from the 1500s came up with that. That since Amoritz dinah kizav, so that's why he's not allowed to enter the Har Abayis. That's so. So shver. Shvera chumra, shvera chumra. The Pashto says it doesn't mean that. Amoritz dinah kizav. If he touches a chaver, so that he's metami the chaver. But to tell him you're dinah kizav, and if you go to a mikveh, even after you go to a mikveh, he's still dinah kizav. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that. That's the shvera chumra. Shvera chumra. I forgot the name of the sefer. He wrote a sefer on Mishnayos, Zeroyim and Taras. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank has a tshuva. He quotes this. And then the Dayan Weiss from the Eidah Haredes has a whole, he had to write a whole tshuva to attack Rabbi Gorin. That's already politics. So he couldn't quote anything from Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. Tzvi Pesach Frank was from the Rabbanut. So he couldn't quote that. So he lifted everything, all the Marmakim is in the same order that it appears on Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank's tshuva. So he lifted the whole thing from there. I forgot the name of the sefer. What's the Chabina Rav sefer called? David Mesharim, but he had a brother. Chabina Rav had a brother, wrote another sefer. I forgot the name. So I think this sefer, written in the 1500s, has the same name as the Chabina Rav's brother. Sefer. Forgot it already. Nochamu.
The Rabbanut says you shouldn't go.
Rabbanut says now you should not go. Yeah.
Rabbi says we should go.
I don't think we should go. I don't think.
Maybe he's referring to
Chazon
Nachum.
Chazon Nachum, yeah. What?
Rabbi put it a couple years ago, also.
Okay, it's the same sefer. Didn't change, yeah. Chazon Nachum, yeah. Chazon Nachum, Shabinarov had a brother who wrote a sefer Chazon Nachum. He was a Galatiana Gadol. He was before the Second World War. And then Chazon Nachum was from the 1500s, a Svartish Gadol, who lived in Svat, I think. So he was the one who came up with this einfach, this idea, that everybody today has a din of amoritz, and therefore even if you go to mikveh, even after you go to mikveh, he's still an amoritz. So it's not going to help, and amoritz din of kizav, even legabi himself, so therefore he's not allowed to go. The pashta says that it's not correct. The begoyza said that nochrim have a din like kizav. Then they had a separate din, and nochrim is not allowed to enter sections of the Har Bais. It didn't follow naturally because a nochri is dinik azav, therefore azav is not allowed to enter Har Bais. They're two different dinim. A nochri is dinik azav. If he touches the Yisrael, it's mitam him. And not dinik azav, therefore he's azav, he's not allowed to enter Har Bais. It's not correct. It's a shverechumer. This chazon nochrim is a shverechumer. Nochamol. So the Mishnah has, in the days towards the end of the Bais Sheni period, that's the Gemara, the end of Soito. The end of the Bais Sheni period, towards the end, they made the Gzera de Rabbanon of the Mai. That if an Am Haaretz is selling fruits or vegetables that grew in Eretz Yisrael, and he tells me that it was Mafish, Trumas, and Maisis, and in our Torah he's Neman, for two reasons. First of all, Rav Am Haaretz Masrenei, most of them are Mafish, so even if he doesn't say anything, we assume it's probably kosher, he's not going to violate Lif Nivra. And secondly, you say that Eidechanem Visur, he tells me that he was Mafrish to Musamaisis. And with the Rabbanon, they made the Chumrah that because of Miot Amoritz, who are not Maisrin, so they made a din that he's not Neman ala Maisis. But it's only Choshud to cheat the Levium, because what is Maisis all about? He holds that Maisis is only a tax, only Dinim Ominous. He thinks that there's no Misa B'dei Shamayim. And if it's a tax on the whole community, we should support the Kailol, the Levim, should sit and learn. I should support the Levim, not Mechuyev. But, so he's not going to do it if it's valuable fruits or vegetables. Well, it's cheap fruits and vegetables, it's not so valuable to begin with. So that's the mission list of Hakalan Shebidmai. The fruits and the vegetables that are not so valuable, not so worthwhile. So he's not interested in cheating the Levim, so give the Levim already. Let the guy learn the call. I'll throw him a couple of peanuts. Let him eat some vegetables. Okay. So Akala Shabbatimai, the Mishnah lists off different fruits and vegetables that are not so worthwhile, not so valuable. So there, the percentage of Amarats who are going to cheat the Levim is even going to be smaller. So that they were never choshish for that. So it lists off different fruits and vegetables. Shisan, Ariman, who's Rodden. So the Gemara is going to tell you what they are. But they're insignificant fruits and vegetables, so therefore he's not interested in cheating the Levim. So he tells what each one is. It says, Shisin is some kind of Te'enim, some kind of figs, and Rimone, and Rimen is Kande, is Rotten, is Tulshe. Okay, B'noshuach, each one they tell you what it is. And then when it comes to the Noblest Tamra, what is that? So that's a machloika. That's where the machloika Samurai was. Whenever it says the word noblest alone, so it means bushli kamra. The fruits that were overexposed to the sun and they were burnt by the sun and they're a little bit spoiled and it's a minklola. So we understand the Tanakhama, we understand Rabbi Yehuda. We understand why the Tanakhama says the bracha is lower down to Shahakol. We understand Rabbi Yehuda, why he holds that no bracha at all, because it's a minklola. But here it doesn't say no, here it says noblest Tamra. So there's a machlokes Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Zeira, Chadama, Busha, Kam, Chadamar, Tamid de Zika. So that's a machlokes. Which the one that's the Kalan Shebid Mai? That's not so valuable to begin with, so he's not interested. They're not going to cheat. The Amorites are not going to be cheating the Leviim and stealing the Maiserishim that they deserve. So the Gemara is commenting on this machlek. Mishleim al-mandam v'ushli kar mehani k'tani kalan shebet demai svekin hu depoto ha-vadon chayov. If you have an Amoretz, so you're mesupik, because we don't trust him. So we say, by demai, he's not choshev to steal, to cheat from the Levim, because it's not so valuable, he's not going to gain so much. He'll get a nickel's worth. No big deal. What is he going to use a nickel for? If it's worth $100, then it's worth stealing. Worth $2, so why should he steal from the Levim? So give him already. So bishleim if you bushli kamer handik ton kalish and mai svekun hu de potter. If it's an amoritz, midirabboni treat it as if it's a sofik hov adon chayov. If you have your own, let's say I have my own bushli kamer. So that will be chayv in trumas and maisis. But if it means that tomorrow the dates that are blown by the wind, and the wind blows it far away from under the tree, so why does it say that only Hakalan Shebidmai Svekan Muta? Because the Amoritz is not going. It doesn't pay to steal. He's not going to make $100 here. He's going to make $2. A big deal, $2. So he'll give it already to Levim. So Frag the Gemara. But if the wind blows it away, Vadon Chayev, why should Vadon be Chayev? Should he have Keren Ninu? If the wind blows it away, so the people are probably mafkirit. Because they know. You have fences around all the fields, but the wind blows it on the other side of the fence. So it's going to be, everyone's going to grab it. So it's like it's built in that people are mafkirit. So if something is Hefker, calls manitz mechubel karka, it's not chayv in trumas and maisis. Only becomes chayv in trumas and maisis after you detach it from the ground. At the time that it's detached from the ground, then it's hefker. So it should be potter from trumas and maisis. Not only demai. Why is it only potter from demai? Because that moritz is not choshed to steal. Because it's not going to gain so much. It's going to gain $2. It doesn't pay to steal. Frag the Gemara, but even vadon should be potter. Because it should be hefker. And for the Gemara, you're right. On the level of the Raisa, whatever is hefker is potter. But we have a din with the Rabbanon that sometimes hefker is chayv. But they quote, the Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, Rabbi Mechum Shem Rabbi Lezer ben Yankif, means Rabbi Yechanan never met the Tanner Rabbi Lezer ben Yankif in person. Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, meaning Rabbi Yitzchok heard from Rabbi Yechanan. Then if we would say, Omer Rabbi Lezer ben Yankif, means Rabbi Yechanan heard from Rabbi Lezer ben Yankif. He didn't hear from him. So Mishul means he heard over in the name of Rabbi Lezer ben Yankif the following din: Aleket v'ashikcha v'hapeya are all potter from Trumas and Maisus. So the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like because it's hefker, just like Tamid Dezika when the wind. I have a fence around my farm, around my field. So just like if the wind blows the pears outside of the fence, I have no control over it. So I'm probably mafker it. So to avi aleket shikcha v'hapeya. He's the owner of the field. This designates the payah, and the lekan shikha. It turns out lekan shikha goes to the anim. So it's a simple reading of the Gemara. Sounds like it's hefker to the anim. Lekan shikha pays hefker to the anim. So just like hefker is part of from shemus and maaser, so too lekan shikha pays also hefker to the anim. But that's on the level of the raisa. But midrabbanan, if Hasan Gorin, if they only collected so much lekan shikha payah. He has a ton of food, and he makes a whole pile when he gets home. So he comes with a big plastic bag. He's not collecting grasshoppers, he's collecting lekker chikapen. He takes a ton of food home. So the Ason Goren, if he makes a big pile of it, hukvu lemaisa, then it becomes chayv hamaisa midirabbanan, mishum arisayin. What does Rashi say? Rashi writes, hukvu lemaisa midirabbanan, the bottom Rashi, the man dechazi savashet vuz karko oihu, tamarisayin. People would think that he may have grown in his field. So the simple reading of the Gemara sounds like leket shikhot peya is potter from Shumas and Maisis, for the same reason that hefker is potter. That's why Rashi like that in Bava Kamma. Rashi writes like that. Leket shikhot peya is potter because of hefker. Tosfos is masig on Rashi. Tosfos says that's not hefker. There's a machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah in Peah. What if someone is mafke laniyim velo la'ashirim? So b'shamay say hefka laniyim habi hefka, and we pass like b'shila. Ain't a hefka chiyafka laniyim la'ashirim kishvias. Just like in Shnas Hashmita, the Torah says, "Vashvias tishmetenu unetashta." The parents that grow during Shmita, the owner of the farm is supposed to declare them as hefka tishmetenu unetashta. It's supposed to be mafkirit lakol, to the wealthy and to the poor alike. So, just like in Shemitah, you have to be mafkirit la'niyim v'la'ashirim, so to all the 6 years, whenever you want to be mafkirit anything, I have a house, I have svarim, whenever I have something, I want to be mafkirit, so I cannot be mafkirit with a tanai. I'm only mafkirit this, that aniyim have a right to take. I'm only mafkirit that students of why you have a right to take. Any outsiders have the right to take. Yeah, that's not hefker. You have to be mafker. You can make such a condition. I give it as a gift. It's open to only to the students in Wayo. You can make a tanai and a gift, but it'll not be considered hefker. It'll go directly from me to the recipient of the gift. You want to say, did it go in the middle stage, that it used to belong to me, then I declared it as hefker, then the third party picked it, the next person picks it up, did it become hefker or not? So we pass on like Basil, it only becomes hefker if you mafker it, laniyim v'lashirim, kishvias. Why did they say kishvias? Where did they pick that one up from? So Tosis explains, because the whole mocker for the institution of hefker is the pasuk by Shemitah. It says, tishmetenu unetashta. The verb appears twice, and we assume like Rabbi Akiva, Loide Beterek Lishain Ben Yodom, Achlegs Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says you have a lot of times extra phrases in the Chumash, extra words, extra psukim, as long as they need it to tell you one din, so you can have a whole pasuk that was repeated in Shvil Dover Echach and Ischadishba because of one din. And we don't assume like that, we assume like Rabbi Akiva, Loide Beterek Lishain Ben Yodom. Chumash doesn't have any extra words at all. So why does it say tishmetenu unetashta kefaloshim? So that's a machlekes Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel. The adarshin l'shonis kfulim. When it says hanik tanik nosin titnim pesach tiftach, whenever it has mos yumas, whenever you have a double loshin, the adarshin. So we assume like Rabbi Kiva, whenever you have a double loshin adarshin. So what do you adarshin from tishmetenu unetashta? So the Rishalmi darshins yesh lechem tish achem shikazu, all 6 years. You have the ability to be mafka anything you want. Not only Shnas HaShmita, the farmer is mechuyev tishmetenu, not only Shnas HaShmita can he declare the thing as hefker, but unetashta, whenever he has anything, and he wants to be mafka. He has his clothing, he has his furniture, he has his svarim, whatever person has, money, whatever he has, he wants to be mafka, because then you can be mafka. So since it's learned out from that pasuk, tishmetenu unetashta, so that's why Bishilo say, kishviyas. Since it's learned out from Shemitah, so just like Perish Shavis is only a valid, you're only in fulfillment of the mitzvah of to be mafker the Perish Shavis. Hefker mafker et lakol, laniyim v'lashirim, so too, hefker all 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, you have to be mafker laniyim v'lashirim. So that's Tosfos Taina against Rashi. How can Rashi say that leket shikcha peah is potter from Shumas and Maisris because it's hefker, because it's hefker laniyim? So Tosfos Taina is there is no such thing as hefker laniyim. Anybody know where's that Tosis? In Baba Kama, I think it's Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph. That's Tosis Taina against Rashi. So the Kash against Rashi is not so hard. You can say the owner of the farm has no ability. I have Svarim. I don't own a farm. I have Svarim. I have a lot of extra Svarim. So the Torah says, I cannot be Mafker Laniyim. You have to be Mafker Laniyim Lashirim Kishviyas. But here the Torah says that leket shikapeh is only hefker to anim. So what's the kasha? The owner of the property has no ability to be mafka only l'anim. But if the Torah declares you have to be mafrish peya, once you're mafrish peya, so Rashi holds it becomes hefker l'anim. What's so difficult? You can, if you want a jacket, you can't declare the jacket hefker l'anim. But the Torah declares that leket shikapeh is hefker l'anim. So it's not such a difficult kasha. But that's what Tosis is Masik and Rashi. That's on Chof Ches Amud Aleph. Also not necessarily. Why?
Because
that's a simon that what?
The Machlokes from Shmita, and we learn that Shmita also is just that the Torah made an hefker. You didn't make an hefker.
How do you see if I can? No. that you made it hefker. That's why you, whenever the person makes it hefker, has to be mafka la neim la shirim. Learn out from Tishmaten and Atashta that the farmer has to be mafka in Shemitah, and anybody has the ability to be mafka any property that he owns, and you have to be mafka it. Anything that you own, you have to be mafka it, similar to the way you yotze in the mitzvah of Shviyas. The Shviyas is mafka it la neim la shirim.
My focus with the Shvius is that Kaiti Maka, or is the person himself
a Matthew? Yes, I would have thought, if anything, the reverse, that it sounds like the Beis Yosef, that the mitzvah is that the farmer should declare it as Efka. No, if anything, maybe the reverse.
So if you don't learn like the Beis Yosef, so then you can't say what Rebbe's saying.
Also, not a Kasha. No, that's the Din by Shmita. That's the Din by Shmita. I don't know if it's a Kasha at all. Anyway, that's what Tosfos Tain is against Rashi. The Pashtus is perhaps like Tosfos, that Leket Shikhapeh is not Hefker. Leket Shikhapeh is Matnas Aniyim. Why should you say it's Hefker Laniyim? It's Matnas Aniyim. Maybe you can, just like when a person is Mafis Truma, so when a farmer has all the Tevel, everything belongs to him. Then he declares, this is Truma, this is Maiserishin. So we say the Truma belongs to Shevet Kahuna, and the Maiserishin belongs to the Shevet Leviyah. So maybe there's room to say, maybe there's not. Maybe there's a discussion and a choice about this. Maybe there's room to say that when you have Lekhet Shikhapeh, it belongs to Shevet Aniyim. Is there such an institution as Shevet Aniyim? No, there's such a thing as Shevet Kahuna. No, there's such a thing as Shevet Leviyah. So the minute you say, Hareza Truma Lashem, so the Truma belongs to Shevet Kahuna. Then you have a Tevis Anoah to pick out which coin you want to give it to. When your Mafresh Maisa Rishon belongs to Shevet Leviyah, and the farmer has the ability, has the right to pick out, he has Tevis Anoah to pick out who is his favorite Levi that he wants to give it to. Can you really say the same by Anim, that it belongs to the Shevet Anim, and maybe there's no such thing as Shevet Anim? So that's a discussion. Maybe there's no such thing as Shevet Anim. But without getting involved in that, maybe Lekhet Shikhapeh does, maybe Rashi never meant that it's Hefker. Maybe Rashi meant to say that it's similar to Hefker in that there's a din if the Peiris belong to a Nochri also, not Chayv in Shumas and Mises. If the Peiris belong to a Nochri, why? Because the Nochri is not, Nochri only has Sheva Mitzvahs B'Nenech. So since the owner of the Peiris is one who's not Mechuyev in Hafrash Shumas and Mises, so the Peiris never became Tevel in the first place. So even if a Jew buys the Peiris from the Goy, the Pashtus is, we'll have to learn through the Gemara sometime, Pashtus says, Yesh Kinyan Ochel Hafkiyah, there's no Chiyev Trumas and Mises. The same over here. If the Peiris are Hefker, or if the Peiris belong to Shevet Aniyim, could be that Rashi didn't mean that Leket Shikhapeh is Hefker L'Aniyim. Could be that what he meant was the owner of the Peiris is a Gaber La Barhochi of Chiyev Trumas and Mises. And whenever the owner is a Nochri, whenever the owner is Shevet Aniyim, so then there's no Chiyuv Trumas and Maaser. Shevet Aniyim does mean all the Jewish people who are poor, below the poverty level. Shevet Aniyim is a concept. It's not a Shutfus. It's not the same as a Shutfus. Could be that Rashi also didn't mean it.
Maybe the Makar that Shevet Aniyim is Pater Maaser.
The same Pasuk that Tosfos comes up with. Rashi and Tosfos quote the same Pasuk. It says in the Chumash, Avah HaLevi Kein L'Chelek V'Nach La'Imach. The Levi, when they divided Eretz Yisrael to Shvatim, so Shevet Levi didn't get any farms. They got the Memches Ori Halvim, okay? They got the Memches Ori Halvim, but it was much less than what the other Shvatim got. So it says in the Chum, Mishavah HaLevi, Kein L'Chelek B'Nachlim, at the Kvarim, and the Levim didn't get a Chelek Ba'aretz. So you have to support them, you have to give them Trumas and Maisvis. So the Tanoim Darshan in the Sifrei, on that Pasuk, if it's Lekhet Shikhapeh, if he's a poor kohen or a Levi, he has a right to take it like anybody else has a right to take it. So whatever it's Yesh L'Chelek V'Nach L'Imach, the same Pasuk as Hefker. If it's Hefker, he had a right to take it like anybody else. And if it's Lekhet Shikhapeh, if he's a poor man, he had a right to take it. So you can't say Kein L'Chelek V'Nach L'Imach on these two cases. But it doesn't necessarily mean that Lekhet Shikhapeh is identical with Hefker. Means it's learned out in the same pasuk. Kein lechelik v'nachle yotza zet to the exclusion of hefke to the exclusion of lechel shikhapeh. Kiesh lechelik v'nachle imach. So then you're not mechuyev. So it could be that that's what you learned from the pasuk. Kein lechelik v'nachle imach. What it tells you is, whenever the owner, you learn akum from a different pasuk. Whenever the tvua is not owned by one who's a bar chayuva in the mitzvah of hafrashas tumas amaisis, so the whole din of tevel doesn't set in the first place. So it could be that it's all the same din. If it's shal akum is pater, shal hefker is pater, because it doesn't belong to someone who's a bar chayuva, and shal shevet anim is also pater. Could be that it's all the same. It's a tzara shove. Doesn't necessarily mean Rashi didn't necessarily mean to imply that it's identical. Agamar sounds the same as Rashi. The Gemara puts the two together. Men atoira leket shikha pei is potter, but aso and garvin is chayv. So the same thing over here. If tamri dezika have a fence around my farm and the wind blows the peiris off and it falls on the other side of the fence, on the outside of the fence. So the owner of the farm knows that there are always going to be some apples that are going to fall outside of the fence. He knows that the people are going to take it. The travelers on the highway are going to take it. That the cars are going to destroy it. So he's mafke those. So the Gemara puts the two together. Lekka chikrepeh, the Gemara puts together with hefker. Doesn't necessarily mean that one is based, that one is a form of the other. Could be that they're similar. They have the same halacha. Both learned that from the same pasuk. Yotzezeh sheyesh lechelik v'nachal imach. And on the level of the Rabbanan, they also have the same mid Rabbanan. Huk for the Maisa mid Rabbanan, Rashi said, the man chazi marasayin. Man chazi sovar, shetvuas karkoihi. So mitam marasayin, if I saw in Gurin, then you mechuiv to be mafresh. Again, so that's how the Gemara was suggesting pshat in the Mishnah in Demai. Hakalan shebid Demai. When Mekel by Demai, we assume Namoritz, it doesn't pay for Namoritz that he should cheat. He knows he's supposed to be Mafrish Mises and give it to the Levi. But he doesn't want to support the Koilomik. Let him go get a job. Let him go buy a farm and let him work just like I work. Why should I support him? But if the whole Sacha Kol I'm going to cheat him with, it's going to be $2. It's not so valuable. All these fruits and vegetables in Mishnah. It's not worth it to steal. So he's already, he'll be Mafrish a little bit and give the Miserishan to the Levi. So the Gemara says, one of the things mentioned in the Mishnah was Tamar Dezika. Tamar Dezika, not so valuable. So the Gemara says, but you only potter from Demai, because it doesn't pay for the Amorites to steal, to cheat. The Levim is only going to make $2 over the deal. So why should he sin over $2? It's not worth it. But if it would have been Vadai, if it's his own from his farm, then he would be Chayiv. So Gemara says, why? But it's Hefker. Gemara says, maybe it's talking about a case when Asuan Goren. So then with the Rabban Asuan Goren is Chayiv. But if the Amoritz sells it to me, and he tells me that he was Mafshid Shumas Amayis, then I do believe him. That I'm not, I have to be Choshin him. I'm not going to make so much money over the big deal, over the stealing over here. So we assume that he's telling the truth.
Aren't
Novlos
also the unripe
grapes?
No.
Grapes? No,
what about grapes?
Isn't
that called
Novlos
too?
I don't remember. I don't know. Here the Gemara is assuming that Novlos here means dates. I don't remember. There is a big discussion. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole essay in his Sefer Asman Deraisa. Regarding the nature of the Chiyuv Hafrosha by Demai, is that the Takana started off as a Suffolk. Because there was Miot Amehoritz who were not careful about Hafrosha's Maisa Rishon, Hafrosha Truma they didn't want to fool around with, because they know that there's Misa B'dei Shemaim. If you eat, if you Zar eats Truma, so they understood there's Misa B'dei Shemaim, Anteva La Tova La Truma. But Maaser Rishon, they thought there's no, the din is that there's no Misa B'dei Shemayim. Mutar Lazar, just an Isa Gezla, if you don't give it to the, you don't give the Maaser Rishon to the Levim, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah and you're stealing it. So stealing that they weren't so nervous about. They didn't realize that there would be Misa B'dei Shemayim on that also. So the original Takana started because of a Suffolk. And the Mishnah says you don't say a bracha. Even though one says a bracha in the sugya of Chanukah, the Gemara says in Baba Medlikin. The Gemara says when you light Chanukah candles, you say a bracha, Shekadashana b'mitzvah yisav b'sivanu. I, the Gemara says, b'heichan sivanu, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't instruct us only with the Rabbanu. The Gemara said, that's okay. It's in place to say a bracha But if it's only a suffik shel dereim, like the ma'is, so you don't say a bracha. So the Gemara calls the ma'is a suffik, and here the Gemara also says, tamad zika only ipater by suffik, but vada yechayev. So the Gemara is treating as if the ma'is is a suffik. Spekun hu the pater, is it taka suffik? It's a suffik, or it means because of that suffix, it made a takana b'toras vada. So that's a big discussion. It could be that Gemara just means Gemara refers to Demai as a suffix. Doesn't necessarily mean that it's Betor suffix. Could be it started off. The Takana started off because of the suffix, because there was a Miyot Amaretz and we're not Mafresh. That started off with the suffix. But it could be that the Takana is Betor Svadai. That's how Yosef Engel has a whole essay. He quotes many sources that it would appear from the Gemara that it's a Takana Betor Svadai, not just Betor suffix. Why do you say Safik Brachas Lahokel? Why don't you say Brachas? So that says a Tshuvas by the Rambam to the Chachmei Lunel. It's a question how reliable, how authentic are the Tshuvas to the Chachmei Lunel. But one of the Tshuvas, he writes that Safik Brachas Lahokel doesn't only apply when there's a real Safik, even if it's a Vadachir, but it originated because of a Safik. That's the story with the Mai. The Mai started off as a Safik. But it could be that that the nature of Takana was Betoras Vada, because since it's Sarov is a Sufik, so you say Sufik Brachas Lahaka.
Also, Machal, this whether you could be giving Ma'at Ta'anim. It's a Vada Takana, it's a Vada Takana everywhere. What's
they never made the Takana to be Machmer for Aniyim.
Because Machal, this whether the Takana applies to Aniyim or not.
Yeah. It's only the Rabbanan to begin with. Minatar, you have a right to go Basur, right? Minatar, you have a right to say Dechen and Misur. You follow Rav and you follow Erech on the Amar, it tells you that he was Mafresh. So the whole thing is only a Chumim with the Rabbanan that they instituted at the end of the Baisheni period. So that's a Machlekes HaTanoi, where the Machil Masanim Dmai, that's Achsanya Dmai. We say like Basila, Machil Masanim Dmai, they were never Machmel Lagavi Anim. Yeah. So that's the Machlekes Amaroi. Machlekes who and who? Reb Zera and Rabbi Loya. Machlekes is on the Mishnah in Demai, when it lists off Dovla Satamra, what is it referring to? So the Gemara asks that kasha, and they have no answer. The top line on their mouth. B'shleim alam on the Amitam b'dizika. Ha'ina d'ocha korle Dovla Stamav hasam korle Tamra. Wait, in the Mishnah in Demai, it's called Novlos Tamra. And our Mishnah just says Novlos. So when it says novlos, it means bush lekamra, that was overheated by the sun, burnt by the sun, and spoiled a little bit. And the Mishnah in Demai speaks about novlos hatamra, so that's talking about tamra dezika. Elamand amar bush lekamra, they're both the same thing. In the Mishnah by us and the Mishnah in Demai, same thing. So in this, neidaviri novlos hatamra, neidaviri novlos tamra. It's the exact same thing. Why does the Mishnah change the law? It must have hastagut the kash. But we assume, most assume, that Kasha is not the same as a Tiyufta. The Rashbam in Cheskabatin quotes a Machlekes from the days of the Goyim, and the Gemara says, Kasha, is it the same as Tiyufta? Means that that opinion was rejected or no? Kasha, we assume. Kasha is not the same as Tiyufta. Tiyufta means it's rejected. Kasha means you have a good Kasha, and there's a good Terence. One of the Svardish Gedolim wrote a Sefer, Kasha is Miyushav. Whenever the Gemara says Kasha, he tells you what the Teretz is. So sometimes he'll quote from the Rashba, from the Rishonim, and usually he'll give on his own what he thinks the Teretz is. That's on the assumption that Kasha is not the same as the Yufta. There were old Gemaras in Europe where they printed this Sefer Kasha's Miyushav was on all of Shas. So they used to print in the back of every Masechta the half a page that belongs to that Masechta. Now everybody uses the Vilna Shas. So the Vilna Shas, they never included that. But there used to be other editions of the Shas where they had every section of the Sefer Kashas Miusha printed in the back of the Masechta that it belonged to. Okay. Fine, good enough. Let's see. So the Mishnah had the last part of the Mishnah. There's a Machlekes Abiyud and the Rabbanan where they say the Bracha on the Min Shiva. I'm eating two different fruits. So one is from the Shivas Aminim and one is not. The Rabbi Yehuda says the Min Shiva, the bracha should be recited on the Min Shiva, and the Chacham disagree, should be recited on the Chaviv. Elezim Em Sheyirtza, and that's a Machlekes Rishonim, Elezim Em Sheyirtza means, in general, he likes oranges better than all of the other fruits. He doesn't eat pomegranates, and he doesn't eat figs, and he doesn't eat dates, and he doesn't eat olives. They never, Israelis eat olives. Americans don't eat olives. They never eat any of these things. He likes oranges. Or should I say, no, but today he has a reason why he doesn't want an orange. Today he wants dafka, the apple. He's more interested in the apple. So what does mean alezehemem sheyirtza? Chaviv means in general chaviv, or the one particularly right now. So that's a machlekes and rishon. So let's see. So it's a machlekes. Rabbi Yudah and Chacham. Rabbi Yudah says the min shiva takes precedence. And Chacham say the chaviv takes precedence. Oh, marula. The only time there's machlekes, Rabbi Yudah and Rabbanan, it should be chasem shavois. When they're both ha'eitz, Rabbi Yudah says the min shiva odif. The question: should I say the bracha on the olive? I'm going to eat the olives and the apples. So should I say the bracha on the olive? And the bracha is chal on the first thing that you eat, and then the apple will be muta b'li bracha. Or should I be madif to say the bracha on the apple or the orange? He enjoys apples or oranges. Say the bracha on the orange, and that should pater the olive, because that's a hider mitzvah. The chayfetz which you're going to eat first is the one on which the bracha is chal. So that's a din of hider mitzvah. So that's the machlekes. Which way do you do the hider? From the min shiva is the hider, or the chaviv is the hider? So that's what he says. Machlekes between Rabbi and Rabban should be chasem shavas. Rabbi the Sabbath min shiva adiv, Rabban the Sabbath min chaviv adiv. Which way do you fulfill the hider mitzvah of having the bracha chal on the first chefts of food that you eat? So the chashiva says min shiva, the chashiva says chaviv. Avak shem bechasem shavas. One is Oetz and one is Adama. They're two different things. So then, and it doesn't make a difference. Min Shiva doesn't make a difference whether it is Min Shiva or not Min Shiva. Shai. Freg de Mar Akasha Meisvei. Hoylefon, it's known by Zayis. It's known as a radish, so the bracha is Bar Pi Adama. Zayis is a fruit, so the bracha is Bar Pi Oetz. Says Mavacha, it's known as Poitaris HaZayis. So mamish two different brachas? Mamish two different brachas. And whose opinion is this? Mavaroch alatznon, the poeta is a zeis. The zeis is one of the shivas aminim. But he enjoys radishes better than zeis. And it means that that's the chaviv. So you see that you can say bar pri hadoma. It's preferable to say bar pri hadoma to pata the zeis. Wow. Doesn't God's not the way we said it. Everything more, no, that's a real case. That's no Nika. That's a case of Ikra and Tofel. Whereas Takashi, that's what it's talking about. Yochi, aim a sefer, Abyudah, Mevrach, Allah, Azayish, Azayish, Mimin, Shiva. Let him say the Brach on the Zayish, because it's Shiva Samin. Vemar, but let's say the Rabyudah, what is now called Shiva, Vim, at Fail, and Vrach, Ali, Kapertas, at Fail, Mir, Rabyudah doesn't believe in Ikra and Tofel. How can it be? The Chitem, Hacharam, maybe Rabyudah doesn't agree. There is no such din. Frag the Gemara, it's not true. Rabbi Yudah doesn't hold from that Mishnah, Iker and Tofel. It's not to Rabbi Yudah Emer, and Machmasat son of Azayas, Mavach, Alasan, Potterus Azayas. So you see, Iker and Tofel, they all agree. So what's the Machlegs of Yudah and Chachamim about it's known with the Zayas? Gemara says, no, Leolam, it's known Iker Askinon. The only time Tanakhama says, Baruch Allah, it's known, Potterus Azayas, but it's Iker and Tofel. Pligger Rabbi Yudah Abon, Mil Sachrita, Pligger, Samach Savach Akatani. There are a few words missing in the Brayer. It should be like this. You need two different brachas, the no Iker and Tofel. And then there's a new period, and then a new paragraph. And what do you do if you have two different fruits? You have an apple and a Zayas, and he enjoys apples more than Zayasim, and Zayasim is from the Shibis Aminim. They're both bare pihoites. Okay, he has an orange. He enjoys oranges better than all of these olives. Okay, the Tanakama, Chacham, and Rabbi Yudah, you say, on the Chavir, Rabbi Yudah, Mavarach Alazash, Azash, Mimin Shiva. So that's the machlokes. They both agree. Rabbi Yudah and Rabbanan both agree. There's a din of Iker and Tofel. Berach Alika Potas Hatfelo, and they both agree that if it's Bichasem Shavos, you should say bracha on one and pata the other one. Why should you say two Berach Pirhetzes? But the question is, how do you accomplish the Hida Mitzvah? You accomplish the Hida Mitzvah by saying the bracha on the Chaviv, or do you accomplish the Mitzvah by saying the bracha on the Min Shiva? So that's the machlokes, yeah. Tosfos here quotes from the halachas gedolos. There was a gemara before in Lamentesam in Aleph, where the gemara said, if you have fargios, was a chicken, and you have a fruit, so the bracha on the fruit is ma mefuretes, a bracha yosa mefuretes, then the bracha on the chicken. The chicken bracha is shakal nivadvar. That's a general bracha, bracha klolis. And bari priha eitz, a bari priha adama, the case was it was a adama there. The bari priha adama bracha is a bracha yosa mefuretes. So Gemara says, we have the Mishnah in Zvachim, and the Peites, the beginning of the parak, kol atodim mechavera. There's a parak in the end of Zochna, it's called kol atodir. So one rule is Torah v'shena Torah Torah Kodim. The next rule is Mekudosh v'ena Mekudosh, Mekudosh Kodim. So the Mishnah has an example, two balabatim. I'm a Kohen, I'm standing on the base of Mikdash, and two people walk in with a carbon. One fellow has a carbon oil, one fellow has a carbon shlamim. So the carbon oil is a kachim kachim, the carbon shlamim is a kachim kal. So if they both come simultaneously, so what's the Seder Kedima? So I'm calling Mekudosh Mechavera, Kodim Lechavera. The oil is a kachim kachim, so I should first take care of the oila, then later on take care of the shlam. What if you have Torah versus Mekudosh? That's a suffix in the Gemara and Zvach. On the first daf there, not there. So Mekudosh, Vein Mekudosh, Mekudosh Kodim doesn't only apply if one is a Kach Kach and one is a Kachim Kal. Let's say you have two mitzvahs to fulfill. One is a mitzvah derais and one is a mitzvah derabbana. So the Pashto says that the one is a mitzvah derais and Mekudosh, that's more important than the mitzvah derabbana. They should do the mitzvah derais first. He should fulfill the mitzvah deraisa first. That's Rabbi Kivega has such a kasha in Shulchan Aruch. It says during the Sfira period, on Friday night, when they're going to daven Maariv in Shul, and then going to say Kiddush in Shul, so which should you do first? Should you say Kiddush first, and then count Sfira, or should you count Sfira first, and then say Kiddush? So it says that we first greet the Shabbos. So first you say Kiddush, and then you count Sfira later. Why should you postpone the saying the Kiddush? But when Shabbos ends, so kol apukiyam in beachrina, the Gemara has that lotion later. We try to bid farewell, the official farewell to the Shabbos when you recite the Havdalah. So more correct is you should first count Sfira Samer after Maariv, and then you say Havdalah and Shul. So Rabbi Kivega is bothered with Akasha. There is a machlokes in the Rishonim where the Havdalah is the Raisa the Rabbanan. Kiddush we had on Daf Chof. Noshim Chayov is a Kiddush al Yom Dvar Torah. So it says even women are mechayvin in Kiddush. And the Gemara learns it off in the Pasuk, Zochas Yom Shabbos Akasha Zachreyu. Zachreyu al Ayayin. So the word Zochah means that Kiddush is the Raisa. What about Havdalah? So that's a machlokes. So bottom line, Rabbi Kivega says, bottom line, how do we paskin? We're machmel lechatchil. Bottom line, how do we paskin? Bottom line, we paskin, Havdalah is the reis. Bottom line, how do we paskin regarding Sefer Sam? He says, bottom line, we paskin, Sefer Sam of Bizman is there. It's only the Rabbanim. It's only the reis of Bizman that they brought the Minchas Ha'oimah. Bizman is there, there's no Beis HaMikdash, and nobody's bringing the Minchas Ha'oimah. So the whole Sefer Sam is only the Rabbanim. So he's bothered with Akasha, he doesn't have a teretz. Bothered with Akasha, this idea, this concept, kol apukiyam in beachrina, it's nice to bid farewell to Shabbos later, first to say Sfira Saimah, and then to say Havdalah later. That's a nice idea when all other things are equal. So that tips the scale. So first, you postpone the Havdalah to later. But he says, we paskan Havdalah is the Raisa, and Sfira Saimah is only the Rabbanan. So it's Mekudosh Veinu Mekudosh, Mekudosh Kodem. As far as I'm concerned, it does make a difference to me whether I should say first Havdalah and Shul, or I should say Sfira Saimah. So he says, you ought to say Havdalah first, because the Havdalah is the Raisa, and the Sfira Saimah is only the Rabbanan. So he doesn't understand why the common practice is not so. But that's the common practice, is that first you say, Kol HaPikiyam in Machrina, you postpone the official bidding farewell to the Shabbos till later. So Rabbi Kivega says, when you learn the Gemara later, in Perek Elu Dvarim, the eighth Perek, lists off all of the disputes between Beishamai, Beisil, Beisuda. So one of them is, how do you say Kiddush? Beishamai say, first say Kiddush, then say Bar Piagofen, then you drink the wine. So we'll say the way we do, first you say Bar Piagofen, and then you say the Kiddush. And that sugya, the Gemara introduces that svara, Kala Pukiyam and Machrina. So Rabbi Kevega says, that svara only applies in the Gemara, but all other things are equal. But if one is more chashuv than the other, if the Havdalah is deraisa, and the Sfiras Ha'emes is only the Rabbanan, so we should really have the Havdalah be recited first. That's Mekudesh Ve'ena Mekudesh, Mekudesh Kodem. So that's what the Gemara has on Lamed Tes, such an idea. I want to eat chicken and I want to eat some vegetables. So they're both on the plate. So I guys say two different brachas. Shakal on the chicken, Barpi Abdom on the vegetables. So is there any Seder Kedima? Is there any Seder? So the Gemara says, yeah. The bracha mefuretas of Barpi Abdom is more important than the bracha klolos of Shakal Nibidvarai. So you should say the bracha of Barpi Abdom first, then say Shakal Nibidvarai. So the Bahag writes on his own, an original Chiddush, that's the top Tosfos on Mem Aleph and Aleph. Bahag writes on his own a Chiddush. What if you have a Barpi Aitz and a Barpi Hadom? So the Mishnah said on Amud Aleph, on Mem Amud Aleph, if he said Barpi Hadom by mistake on a fruit, you're Yotze. If he said Barpi Aitz on a vegetable, you're not Yotze. So you see that Barpi Hadom is a Bracha Yotze Klolis, more Barpi Aitz is more Mefurat than Barpi Hadom. So just like the Gemara said, Lamed Tesem and Aleph, if you have a shahakal with a Barpi Adoma, the Barpi Adoma should come first. That's Baruch Yosem Mefuretas, that has more Hashivas. So if you have a Hoetz and Ho Adoma, so the Hoetz should come first, because it's Baruch Yosem Mefuretas. There's room to Dings up, Tesem says. Ho Adoma is much more Mefuretas than shahakal. Masheni came Hoetz and Ho Adoma, they're both Baruch Mefuretas. Just Hoetz is more Mefuretas. Then Adam, there's room to dings up with the Bahag. Anyway, so the Tosfos asks, the Bahag is beferish against the Gemara. The Gemara says over here, the fellow's eating hoylefon of tznon v'zayas. What did the Gemara say at the beginning? Omarula, machloik is the only time it's machloik, sabir rabbanim, shebichosem shavas. He's having an orange and an olive. He's going to eat both. He enjoys oranges better. He's not an Israeli. He never eats olives. He enjoys oranges better. So that's machleis abiyun and rabbanon. Should he say who eats on the orange? That's the hear the mitzvah because chaviv, or should he say who eats on the olive? Because the my love shivas aminim is chaviv. Avol kishen bechasem shabbos the b'akum v'orach alzeh chayzer v'orach alzeh, and it doesn't matter what seder. Doesn't matter what seder. The top taisa said that's pashib shot, no seder at all. Or the top taisa says so the chaviv takes precedence. The Chaviv takes precedence. So Tosfos says, what do you mean it doesn't matter what Seder? But the Bahag says it does matter. Bahag says you got to first say the Bracha Mefuretas. So one is Ha'etz, one is Ha'adamah. So Ha'etz is more Mefuretas than Ha'adamah. So why does Nigmar say? I will aim b'chasem Shabbos, one is Ha'etz, one is Ha'adamah. So they should have said the Ha'etz takes precedence. Gemara doesn't say that. Gemara didn't say that. So Tosfos says, you're right. The Bahag only... He can only introduce the Bahag after you get to the Maskana. At this point, it's a Bahag is against the Gemara. Bahag is only entitled to say his opinion once you get to the Maskana. Lefi Maskana de Lekama, Blikim Shein Bechasem Shabbos. But when at this point, the Gemara says, Kishein Bechasem Shabbos, there's no machloikas, then they should have said like the Bahag. So this Gemara is beferish against the Bahag. Question is, later in the sugya, it's not against the Bahag. Okay, so the Bahag is entitled to his opinion. Tosfos very often quotes things from the Bahag; they're not so happy about it, but they don't want to argue. They don't want to fight with the Bahag. Called Dvar Dibre Kabbalah. He lived in the days of the Goinim. Now traditions from the days of the Amoraim. They were in the yeshivas with the Amoraim. Same yeshivas centuries later, though. Same yeshivas with the Amoraim learned. Yeah, a lot of times the Bahag by the Sfiras Ha'emes is like that. Sure, if you skip the days, Tosfos is not happy about that. The Bahag by women laying the Megillah, what's wrong? Yeah. Then the Gemara has in the middle of the Amud, Mem Aleph and Mem Aleph, Gemara says, this point that we just said, when is there Machleg Sabyun and the Rabbanan? So Ula says, Ula is the fifth line from the top of the Amud. Ula says, the only time it's a Machleg is Bichasem Shabbos. Should he say the Hoetz on the apple, on the orange, to pata the Zayas and the orange? Or should he say the Bracha on the Zayas? The orange is the Chaviv, and the Zayas is the Minshiv. But if it's Ein Bichasem Shabbos, then there's no Seder Kedima. Now the Gemara quotes, but that the opinion of Ula is a machlokes. Pligi bo Rabbami v'Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Chad amar like Ula. Chad amar machlokes to b'shi b'chaseim Shabbos. The Rabbi Yitzchak min shi v'arev. Rabbanu sav mincha v'arev. Avu shem b'chaseim Shabbos. Hakam v'arach hazeh b'chaseim v'arach hazeh. Maybe there's no seder kedima. Okay? Chad amar the other one disagrees. Avu shem b'chaseim Shabbos. Nami machlokes. Mor said, what is the machlokes? What shaykh machlokes? They have nothing to do with each other. What are you going to say? Ho adoma? And Pata, the one that's waits, that's certainly not correct. What is there? Which one you should say the bracha on? Because the bracha is only chal on the first bit of food that you eat, and the rest of the food is muta b'li bracha. So the first morsel of food that you eat, that's the one that the bracha is chal on, that you want to have a hidu mitzvah. So which way do you do the hidu mitzvah? With the chaviv or with the min shiva? But Zayn Bichah, same shop, is going to say two different brachas. So what is there? What is it to say that one takes precedence over the other? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Yalhagdim, yes. Which bracha should you say first? There's a concept of hida mitzvah. Should I say the bracha on the orange or on the olive? Which is the hida mitzvah, the chaviv or the min shiva? Then there's also an inyan of Torah b'sheinu, Torah kodesh, mekodesh v'ayim, mekodesh v'kodesh. Which bracha should you say first? And there is such a thing. Mar says yes. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu, v'tam Rabbi Yitzchak. There is a tradition that you have Eretz Chita Sarig Efen Tein of Riman. So he says, "Kol Mukdam Epasik Zeh Mukdam LeBracha." There's a Seder Kedima, just like there's a Klal Torah B'Sheinu Torah. There's a Kam Kudish Veni Mekudish. So there's another Klal that Kol Mukdam Epasik. Yeah. So Tosis has two Girsas over here. Am Rab Yirmiyahu. The one Girsa the way we have in the Gemara. Am Rab Yirmiyahu LeHakdim. The debate between the argument between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabban is which should you say first to Adama Hoetz, the Omer Rabbi Yosef with a Dalet, the Omer Rabbi Yosef, that just like the pasuk says Kalam Mukdam and pasuk says Mukdam LeBrachah from the Shiva Saminim, there's a Kedima, so there's a Kedima. Rabbi Yehuda holds there's a Kedima Min Shiva of something that's not Min Shiva. The Omer means that it's connected. Then they have some of the Baliotosis had a girsa, not the Omar. Omar Rabbi Yosef. Unrelated. But my pligi Omar Rabbi Yemiya lahakdim, machlekes abudin rabbanon is, which bracha should you say first? The bracha on the min shiva, the bracha on the chaviv, and then Omar Rabbi Yosef is a separate thing that could be l'choladeh. So Tosis proves from the Gemara it's not correct. But the one on the top of Amin Beis, that this whole idea, Kol Amukdim Repasik Zamukdim LeBracha only makes sense if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that Min Shiva takes precedence over all other Peiros. But if you don't believe like Rabbi Yehuda, then the whole comment about Kol Amukdim Repasik is out of context. The whole thing does make sense. Yeah. That's what we mentioned the other day. The Prayer Yeshua says, what do you mean? The Pasik really goes to tell me this thing, Kol Amukdim Repasik Mukdim LeBracha, but the whole institution of Birchas Hanenin is only made the Rabbanan. He said on the first daf, Luli the Mistafina. If he weren't afraid to disagree with all the Rishonim, he would have said that bracha is derais. But he was afraid to disagree, and he says the Rishonim are right. The Birchas Hanenin is only the Rabbanan. So how can you have a pasuk to tell you the Seder Kedima, what bracha comes first? So that's what he suggests. No, the pasuk goes on kalamukdim a pasuk mukdim lebracha when you're eating bikurim. When the Kohanim eat the bikurim in Yerushalayim, and you have bikurim from the Shivas Aminim, or you're eating, let's say, Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So some of the Maaser Sheni is grapes and some of it is olives, and you're interested in eating both. So which one should you eat first? If, as far as you're concerned, it doesn't make a difference. Which one should you eat first? So this is Seder Kedima. Which one comes first? So Midi Rabbanan, that you have to say a bracha on eating these Shivas Aminim, you have to say Birchas Hanenin. So which one do you fulfill the mitzvah first? But on the level of the rice that goes on eating bikurim or eating maaser sheni, which one should you? What should be the Seder Kedima in eating the bikurim or eating the maaser sheni? And on the level of the Rabbanan, it even applies to which one you should say the bracha over first.
Isn't included
in the Birchas Hanenin also Shevach?
In
what, Shevach, and what?
Shevach is also included in the Birchas Hanenin.
What do you mean? So, I don't understand.
So it's not only that Chachomim were mistaken the Birchas Hanenin, it was Birchas HaShevach.
Also, yeah, okay. Also, yeah, but all the birchas hashem, everything is only midirabbanan. So he said, how can you have a pasuk tell you what the din derabbanan is on the level of deraisa? What is the pasuk talking about? Lahakdim. Where do you have on the level of? Oh, you could say it's an asmachta, but he says it wouldn't appear so, because the next one says, upliga the rabchana, the om rabchana kalapas, gazad the shurim nemar. It goes and it tells you all the dinim of shurim. So the Gemara says, how can you have two different pasuk? How can you have two different drushas on the same pasuk? The ida, chana shurim, behed yimik sibu. So he says, the second one is an asmachta. Say that it goes on shiurim, that's an asmachta, and then the real drasha derais, it goes on lahakdim. That's what it sounds like on the top of Amid Beis. So that you interpret the pasuk that is telling you the shvach of Eretz Yisrael, that all the shiurim, all the halachal moshe mesina shiurim are based on things that grow in Eretz Yisrael, that drasha is an asmachta. And the real din derais that you learn out is lahakdim. So how can it be lahakdim? Lachdim is only a bichas hanenen, it's bichas hashevach, it's only the rabbanon. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. No, but again, it's eating bikurim, but again, it's eating ma'aseh sheni. Which one should you eat first? Last daf in Gemara Sukkah, the Gemara says, when Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, so they used to divide the lechem aponim, there were 12 lechem aponim, they would put on the new, freshly baked lechem aponim. The baked lechem aponim on Erev Shabbos, put them on the shulchan on Shabbos, take off last week's lechem aponim. So the lechem aponim was matzah. And on Shavuos, there's a carbon of shtei lechem that has to be chometz. So they would give all the kohanim holach chometz, holach matzah. Eat a little bit of matzah, eat a little bit of chometz. So there's machlok zatanayim. Which one did they eat first, the chometz or the matzah? What's the difference? No, the Gemara says there's a seder kedima. So it's a machlok zatanayim, whether they gave first the lechem aponim. Whoever had a little bit of lechem upon a little bit of shtei lechem, which one did they have to eat first? The last daf in Masechah Sukkah. So it's all based on this idea that there's a concept of a Seder Kedima Deraisa. Seder Kedima Deraisa. When you're performing two mitzvahs, which mitzvah should you do first? That's Tadr Vishen and Tadr. Mekudesh Vein and Mekudesh. It's a detail within Mekudesh Vein and Mekudesh. Okay, believe that tomorrow we'll continue. Tomorrow's going to be a regular day, I think. But Thursday is we're trying to have it a little different. They announced that Thursday is the Yartzeit of Rabbi Yitzchak Chof Aleph Ador. So traditionally in the yeshiva, Dr. Belkin used to say Yartzeit Shir on Chof Aleph Ador, then Dr. Lamb used to say the Yartzeit Shir. So now Rabbi Berman is going to give a Yartzeit Shir on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock downstairs in the basement. So maybe instead of giving a Shir, recorded to 11, maybe we'll do Parsha in the morning around 9:15 or so on Thursday. But tomorrow is not Thursday.
Good afternoon.
Enjoy the wedding.
How are you going to find out?
Shalom Aleichem.